Up until this week, Garfield County had lost 2 residents to COVID-19, compared to Eagle County's 8 and 382 in Denver County. But that changed on Thursday, when the third person, a 70-year-old man, succumbed to the virus. His wife is in quarantine. Confirmed cases are at an all-time high in the county, 307 as of Thursday evening, reports Garfield County Public Health. The spike began in June, jumping from 11 cases the last week of May to 14 in the first week of June. And according to a graph of new onset cases at the Garfield County website, the virus has been increasing. 152 new onset cases were reported by the end of June. The state granted Garfield County a variance on May 23rd, which allowed certain businesses to open up with restrictions. But the variance came with a caveat. Should the county's infection rate jump to 60 new cases in a 2-week period, the variance would go away. That didn't happen, but it got pretty close.
So we saw a surge of cases in the middle of June, which is about 3 weeks after our variance was passed.
Mason Hostat is with the county's public health department.
We can see that there might be a loosening of restrictions, maybe have made people feel like the virus was over.
The county did not lose the variance, but the spike prohibits a move into a less restrictive reopening phase. Hostat told KDNK that the state has a new set of criteria that determine if any county can move into a less restrictive phase. Counties fall into a green, yellow, or red category, depending on virus spread.
And so the low is 25 or fewer cases per 100,000 people. The medium, yellow, is 50 cases or fewer per 100,000 people. And then the last, the high, is 50 to 100 cases per 100,000 people.
Garfield County doesn't have 100,000 residents, so we adjusted the data to fit the county's population.
And as you can see, as of right now, we're high. We're in a red.
We have to be able to pull these numbers down if we're ever going to move into future stages.
Carrie Godis is the public information officer for County Public Health. In order to move to the next reopening phase, the county needs to prove to the state that the viral spread is as low as 15 cases in a 2-week period, a number not seen in Garfield County since late May. Godis says county residents need to wear face coverings, wash hands, socially distance, and quarantine if symptoms appear. She adds that spikes in cases of the virus seem to occur around holidays.
So we just know that even though we're given these permissions to be more open, we have to do that with a great deal of personal responsibility.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson agrees.
If we don't do something about it right now, then I'm really concerned about the long-term impact.
He says it's more than just masking up, especially over the holiday weekend.
With the rising cases, it's take the social distancing seriously, and not everybody has. I think everybody knows the protocol really well. We need to implement them.
He adds that businesses like restaurants, hotels, and some retailers are on the edge financially.
If we had to backtrack, I'm really concerned about that. I think if we have to remain at 50% capacity when the weather gets cold and you can't eat outside, I think we would see businesses that couldn't survive that.
Carrie Godis says public health departments can only go so far in keeping the virus at bay.
If we can't have more people taking action, personal action, to help us, then it's going to be almost impossible to get a handle on the spread.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.